grandfather was the storekeeper and the undertaker.
Oh.
And a carpenter. Mm-hmm. Whenever somebody died, he'd go measure him up. And maybe he'd work all night building a casket. Now, in those days, the casket fit. I mean, if he's a big guy, why, it was wider. If he was taller, it was longer. Mm-hmm. It more or less contoured the body.
Mm-hmm.
But he'd have it ready in time to bury him, oh, sometimes next day.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he ever made any money out of it. If he got paid for his lumber, I think he was doing good. My dad talked about laying out the body,
mm-hmm.
which basically amounted to dressing the body. And he drove the hearse, horse-drawn,
mm-hmm.
and things like that. Storekeeper, I don't know if, you know, it was just a little wide spot in the road country store.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how successful it was. They had farms. But my dad never talked about farming of the farms.
And this was in North Carolina or Colorado?
In North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in Colorado, yes, he talked about farming there.
Mm-hmm.
But in Carolina, he never talked about it. They had colored people, blacks, on the farm. And he said they were treated like family.
Mm-hmm.
He did not like the connotation of the way that slaves are portrayed of being treated.
Mm-hmm.
He said that was not true in his area.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was sort of in the North Midland.
So I don't know.
Yeah, I think that slaves in the North did get a little bit better treatment than in the South. The plantation system was a little different.
But anyway, both the Hoskins family and the Saunders family, their farms were adjacent.
Mm.
I've seen the houses of both, and the buildings of both families.
Mm-hmm.
Whether they would still be there, I doubt it.
Yeah.
Been to the cemetery, and nothing there. In those days, it's kind of like the Catholic Church is here. The churches run the cemeteries. As a matter of fact, the churchyard was the cemetery, you might say.
Mm-hmm. What is your religion?
Well, I'm Methodist, I guess.
Mm-hmm.